Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Tony!
Atta baby!
That's Bubba Gumpino. He is a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder, and you just flashed the fucking ice on your wrist. Looks good, pal.
Hell yeah. How we doing, boys?
Good. How are you? Huh?
Good. Won some fucking ball games on a Sunday. 5-2 on a Sunday. What Let's a go. Treat.
Hell yeah. Fucking 5-2 on a Sunday.
Can't beat it.
Okay. Well, get used to the ball. Okay. We're going to have a lot of baseball coming up. Okay. Get used to it.
We're fucking in it.
Another sort of ball. We like to bring this guy in for our country club sports. That's horse racing. That's golf. That's tennis. Bruce Brown is in town because of Wimbledon is going on right now, so we will be betting on tennis. Welcome
yes, sir.
Back, Brucey Brown.
Yeah, what's going on, man? How are you?
Are you lefty on the court as well?
Oh, yeah, you know it. The serve. The serve is huge. And the net plays. I'm a very good doubles player. Singles, obviously, is a cardiovascular activity, okay. So we might struggle a bit there. But, no, I've been known to swing a babolat okay. around from time to time.
Okay.
I might have to hit the courts whenever I can get back.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe we fucking pickleball it up when you get back.
I've never pickleballed it up.
I heard it's just easier, smaller, not easier, but smaller tennis.
Yeah, it's like summer paddle, I think.
I'm in. You mean like beach paddle?
No, like in the...
With the wooden paddles and the little ball?
In the winter at the country clubs, you play paddle.
Oh, the winter at the country
clubs. It's outdoor. It's outdoor on like hard, heated courts.
Can't wait to learn more about this.
No, paddle kind of stinks.
Okay.
It's like squash, but worse.
Okay. You know what's awesome? Awesome workout, racquetball.
Oh yeah,
you said squash, and it just reminded me of being in a fucking glass jar and just intense competition. Nikki Skates is in the back. How are you doing, bud?
How we doing?
Great hockey season out of you.
It was a great hockey season. I don't know if the record reflects that necessarily, but
it does.
It was a lot of fun.
Wins. Yes,
we had a couple losses, but
we will discuss that. Mitt, welcome to the program. How are you, pal?
Hey, Tony, I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's not much for me to bet on here.
Gumpy sent me a letter on a couple people he would like to thank from the hockey season. First and foremost, he would like to thank Barbecue Bruce and the Coovers.
Thank you, Coovers.
Yeah. He would also like to thank Texas Hockey. Thank you, Texas Hockey. He would like to thank the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Florida Panthers.
Sorry, Bruno.
He would like to thank the Tampa Bay Lightning. While they didn't get the job done in the end, they did get the job done
a
lot. They
were in the fucking green, dude.
Say what you want.
We made a lot of money off the Bulls.
I know. I said it's in a letter right here. Got it. It said they didn't win in the end, but they won a lot of money. Am I missing anyone on your thank you letter here?
I don't think so. Coover. Was there anybody else we really rode?
Coovers, Texas Hockey.
I didn't even ride the Bolts during the regular season, though, because they were outpriced.
Correct.
And that's the same with the Avalanche. Like, the Avalanche were outpriced in every series. Like, until this series, you can get the Avalanche at a decent number on a straight money line all year.
The coin.
They were always there.
The coin.
Thank you, coin.
Whew.
Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Thank you to the coin.
Thank you, coin.
I think coin's got a game one NHL season next year. Fucking mark it down, lad.
Yeah.
Listen, coin's got a ton of work in the regular season.
It went missing.
Playoffs are a different animal.
Top five in money this year for the NHL. Actually, the Rangers were really? The number one team in money, followed by the Wild, Bruce. The Kings, the Blues, and Carolina.
Okay. Kaniak's brother.
Yeah. You're telling
Kaniak's
me.
Kaniak's had a run, too.
They had quite a run. I mean, a lot of those teams are. And then Texas Hockey, Washington, Edmonton, Pittsburgh. Oh, no, that was for the playoffs.
A little quick on the rebuild up there
Buffalo,
at Madison
Florida,
Square Garden. Dallas.
Huh?
A little quick on the rebuild up there at Madison
nice,
Square Garden.
It was a good season.
Yeah, a little outperform expectations.
This offseason is going to be banana land, too. Weezy said it.
That's what I'm hearing.
Weezy has said it. Like, Patty Kane's going to be on. There's going to be some, like, Patty Kane could go to the Rangers. There's going to be some big names on the move, man, because the cap is insane to fucking get under, to fit.
Is fucking Taze going to be on the move, too? Is that
Taze is more likely to move than Kane, but Taze isn't quite the same player he was as Kane is.
He's still a good leader.
Yeah, Kane is still a really talented player, though.
Took his soul, dude.
Yeah, it did take his soul, didn't he?
He got COVID and missed the whole year.
Maybe
it changed
scenery, though. We'll kind of
jumpstart him again. Want to guess the worst team in the league for money this year?
Blackhawks?
They were second worst.
Really?
The team that you thought...
Flyers.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of those things. It's like you're either hot or you do, and they weren't hot, so they were due a lot.
They had at least two,
around three, like 10 game losing streaks.
Followed by in Philly, Chicago, followed by fucking Montreal, Jersey, and Seattle.
Didn't their GM say that they had to fire the guy that was tracking hits for the Flyers?
Probably.
So they're just doing nothing out there.
I am not aware.
They're just horse
racing.
That's
a good line, actually. I like that.
Just going in circles.
Torts, dude. Torts will turn you around.
Obviously, playoffs, Colorado and Tampa were the top two in money there. It was good hockey season. Thank you, hockey.
Thank you, hockey.
NHL playoffs never disappoint.
No, they do not.
They always bring it.
It was getting a little long, though. Like, all right, Jesus Christ, it's the end of June.
Yeah. They'll be back next year, regular schedule, though.
What?
Schedule. Itching for just one sport to bet on.
What the hell? Xander won this weekend in PGA. Bruce thought Cantlay was... He did make a run on Saturday, and he fell apart on...
Cantlay was my main exposure on the leaderboard on Sunday. It was pretty much a nightmare. Thigala, though, put on a show. He was, like, dropping his clubs after every bad shot, but then it, like, wasn't that bad.
I respect it.
He was playing so fast. Like, he was putting, missing a putt. Like, you know, normally they'll, like, mark their ball, size it up, especially Xander was playing wicked slow.
They got a warning, didn't they, Bruce?
I think so, on Sunday, right?
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah, I mean, he was taking forever with basically everything, backing off, getting a second opinion from the caddy, all that jazz.
Yeah.
But the Gala was electric until, you know, he kind of bottled that thing.
My top guy was fucking Brian Harman, tied for eighth.
There you go.
Brendan Still was it was not a good tournament for me. We'll have that, though.
That'll happen.
What do we got this weekend?
Where are we? I think Liv is in Portland, so...
This is the first head-to-head weekend, right?
Second, but yeah. Because the first was up against the RBC Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then fucking McIlroy. Feels like McIlroy might go off.
Oh, no.
John Deere.
It's the fucking John Deere Classic.
Yeah, it's tough.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tough to compete.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you see the structure they erected?
And it's the Irish Open as well, which the Liv guys are not allowed to play in.
Yep.
So actually a lot of people were playing over there getting prepared for the open. What's up?
They have a giant deer backo with club head on it teeing off a giant deer golf ball.
Yeah. That's awesome. There we go.
We'll do that this week. Obviously we'll do baseball every single day. Mitt, you are still our WNBA sharp, right?
WNBA has been just basically bet the underdog with the points, and they're all kind of coming through right now.
Okay.
Love it.
Maybe, Mitt.
Okay.
What game were you playing yesterday? Is that 2K?
Yeah, I was playing 2K My Player. I just got signed to the Celtics. Let's go.
All right. Fuck. Here we go.
Congrats, Mitt.
Welcome to the squad, lad.
Congrats, Mitt.
Thanks.
So when we're looking at our schedule right now, we're pretty much going to do baseball, golf. We'll do Wimbledon here for the next fortnight, with with Bruce.
Yes.
Fortnight.
And then we are off the weekend. We're here next, there's the week of the 4th. We're off the week after that. And then after that, we'll dive into the fucking football, college football, all that good stuff. Dive into the magazines while
did
we're
get
away.
Your book yet?
Yeah, you know I did.
I didn't, though.
Yeah, of course I did. Listen, of course I did. I've got all of it ready to go. So until then, it'll be a lot of baseball. It'll be a lot of tennis. It'll be a lot of golf. That thing is
sweet,
dude.
Should be the fucking World Cup, man. What a fucking
should be the World Cup.
Yeah, it really should be.
It absolutely should
be. We'd
be
rolling the World Cup right now.
Oh, it would be awesome.
But hey, Wimbledon, I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Shit. You want to jump right in there?
Sounds like you do want to jump right in there. Are you okay with letting Lefty jump right into Wimbledon?
Fucking, when it comes to the grass, let Lefty.
Was it first round matchups today? Did it start today?
Yeah. Today and tomorrow is the first round. The favorite is Novak Djokovic, to no surprise. He actually got a little tested this morning.
Okay.
Four-setter. You know, obviously you would expect him to kind of win today in straight sets, but he's minus 140. The second favorite is actually Matteo Berrettini.
Fucking Berrettini!
Super Mario, yep. As he's called. He's
Super Matteo.
Plus 650, and then Rafa is right behind him at 7-1. It would be pretty surprising to see somebody outside of those kind of three chalkies take it home.
Okay, the three chalkies.
Berrettini, though, I've been told by you know, birdies, that he is pound for pound the best on the grass right now in the world. Still, you kind of probably lean Rafa just at 7-1 of the three. And then, you know, down the board, guys, I think you have to look at is Tsitsipas, yes. 31-1.
That's my guy.
Yeah. So he's been the next guy up for, it feels like, years now. Yes. Medvedev and Zverev have both kind of, you know, slowed him down a bit. And
the Russians are not in this tournament.
Yeah. Well, Zverev, I think, is actually German.
Well, so. Is that, you know, well, he got hurt at the last major.
Yes, he did. He destroyed his ankle.
What happened?
Forgot about that.
The Russians started a war with Ukraine, so now the Russians are not allowed to play. Okay, so
it's a political ruler.
Correct, okay.
Yeah. So Medvedev, really, he'd be second favorite next to Djokic. But he's,
Djokovic get vaccinated?
I don't know.
He just got COVID like 5 times.
Yeah. And it's over now, so he's allowed to play.
But yeah, Tsitsipas is worth a look at 31-1. Andy Murray was 55-1.
Don't give me Andy Murray.
He's still playing. He's going to have Djokovic pretty early on. Obviously, home game, Andy Murray. Where he's always, you know, dreamed of getting the job done.
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
So I do, like, I'm probably going to bet on Andy Murray 45-1 just to kind of fuck around. And then behind them, you can kind of look at Shapovalov, who I just call Shapalapa Ding Dong. He's 100-1. He's pretty filthy, a la Tsitsipas. They're kind of like cut from the same jib, if you will. Yeah, and then Cilic, I think, should be on here. He's Croatian, huge serve. He should get pretty far. And Dimitrov is 100-1. Kind of shocker of the week is that Dimitrov isn't Russian because he's listed there, and I do think he's worth a look. But then past that, I don't think you can get too crazy down the board. Maybe Francis Tiafoe, the French guy, he's pretty electric. He's 150-1. I could see him making some waves, but you know, past that, I think you kind of have to focus at the top. So that's kind of the futures. I mean, through the first round, there are going to be some pretty heavy money lines out there tempting you. And in closing, I'd be remiss to leave out of the futures conversation Daniel Evans. You guys know about Daniel Evans?
Is he the young guy? Young? No.
No, he's an older gentleman.
Son of Bob Evans?
I don't think so. He's
good call, Gumpy.
He's 250-1. Dan Evans was kicked off the tour for some nefarious activities. He's a bit of a he's a bit of the bad boy of tennis. You can
have a fucking beer with him.
Oh yeah, you can have a pint with Dan Evans, to say the least. I probably won't bet him, you know, outright to win the whole thing, but definitely be looking to target him in the early rounds. Just, you know, kind of have some fun, get a little edgy.
Okay. I'm still
edgy, Bruce.
And he's British.
You know who else he's is British. Edgy? Fucking Kyrgios is up there.
Yeah, Kyrgios.
Oh, he's in the mix?
Yeah, he's in the top 6 as far as odds are concerned.
Here we go. Put me down for that maniac.
Yeah, I'm not like as I'm big all of a, in on that yeah, guy. I get it.
Entertainment.
Listen, you threw out Andy Murray, who's basically Lee Westwood of fucking.
Oh, come on. He's coming off the injury. He's off the layoff. I like Andy Murray here. Kyrgios in Wimbledon is like oil and water.
Win it?
Huh?
I think it's worth a shot because if he gets through Joker, then you're looking, you know.
Yeah, he's getting through Joker, dude.
I mean, it would be shocking, but hey.
It would be shocking.
Yeah. That's what Wimbledon's all about.
Bruce.
All right. That's the Fortnite. We'll be here for the next Fortnite.
Hell yeah,
it's
we will.
Good stuff. It's good grass talk.
Good grass talk. We're on the grass.
We are on the grass. You know where we're not on the grass at?
Where's the grass at?
We have a WNBA tonight, Mitt.
Oh, yeah. We got two games, Tony.
Hell yeah. Fuck, I love that. Let's go. Who do we have?
Fucking pulling it up right now here. I know that the Indiana Fever.
Oh, don't come here with your homer picks again, because last time it happened, they got fucking blown out.
Well, they're also 7-point dogs going into Phoenix here. Phoenix Mercury, pretty good. Missing their best player, though.
Oh, who's that?
Brittany Griner. Still out.
Okay.
Still not in the country.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Skylar Diggins is still there, though.
Yep, that's their second best player. They are 7-12. Indiana 5-14. Neither of these teams very good. Getting 7.5 points here. I think the Fever just too many points to pass up here.
I mean, this fucking
these young Fever team starting to come together.
No, they're not. This Phoenix Mercury team is stacked. Skylar Diggins, Tina Charles, and Diana Taurasi.
I mean, Tony, I'm going to be honest. This team looks stacked, but they're bottom like eight. To 12, which there are 12 teams in the league, or I mean 10, sorry. Actually, no, there are 12. 8 to 12 on like every single fucking stat. Like they stick. Like they're really bad.
Yeah, they're only 7-12. Maybe they are missing Griner.
They are like legit. They like actually are bad. They shouldn't be bad. I've been tricked into betting on the Phoenix Mercury because of the names that I read and remembered. They are not as good as they once were, or they are. Just they just don't click. I don't know. They're just not that good. So I'm betting on Indiana, my hometown underdog pups here. Let's
so Gumpy, go. You said so. Apparently, Tina Charles is not on the Mercury anymore.
Yeah, she just got cut, right?
Okay.
Who got her? Sacramento.
Fucking Seattle Storm.
Oh, Seattle Storm.
They're a wagon. The Fever stink, dude.
I'm not saying that the Fever are good. I'm saying I'm taking them plus the 7.5. I'm also saying fucking Phoenix kind of stinks.
What?
All right.
I'm saying Indiana kind of stinks and Phoenix kind of stinks. I'm taking the 7.5.
They do both kind of stink. Okay.
Where's that Indy 11 soccer stadium going?
I Googled it after he said it and I didn't see anything about it. So, I'll do some more research and let you know.
Yeah.
Well,
like go kick it around with the lads.
Fuck yeah. Who do you got in the Aces in the LA
Sparks? The LA Sparks game. I got the Las Vegas Aces here. The Vegas Aces. They don't always cover the spread. 13-4.
What an absolute wagon!
Yeah, they're not the best team at covering the big spreads. They'll win some games that are kind of tight, but they win games.
They are a stacked team.
Yeah, I'm not betting on the Sparks, just especially against the Aces here. Like, come on,
I'm with you. What's the spread on this one?
This is 8. This is -8. So you're laying a lot here. Vegas Aces are going into Crypto Arena or whatever it's called now.
Crypto.com.
Crypto.com Center. They're going into Crypto.com Center to play the Sparks. I mean, the Sparks have some young stars, but like they're really not that.
Aces have lost 2 in a row.
Yeah, the Aces have hit after their hot start, not. Tony. I think they started 10-0.
But close. No.
Bit of a letdown spot for the Sparks after a big win over the Storm.
Huh? 8.
What's the line?
8.5.
8.5.
It's a lot.
8.5 for the to the home dog.
I mean, that's a lot here. So I think Vegas knows something.
Of course,
I'm betting with Vegas here. I'm betting on Vegas. Let's go.
Hey, let's go, Mitt.
My baby, Mitt.
Let me tell you this though, okay? Aces are 5-2 ATS in the last 7 on the road, but they're 0-4 ATS in the last 4.
Yikes. Yeah, so like right when I started betting on them.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'll take the Sparks there. Plus 8.5.
Tell you what, the overtrends.
Maybe a money line sprinkle.
Hey, the overtrends for this game are out of control.
It's over 174.5, dude.
That's a lot. That's a lot. That's more than your basketball games, Tony.
What?
Your college basketball, Tony's college basketball game. Sorry. I always remember these.
I mean, Tony's college basketball games.
College basketball games, dude.
Because you're
Tony's college basketball.
Tony would bet under like 1.5.
Tony invitation.
Kent State versus Ohio.
Oh, yeah. All right. Awesome. And it would happen, okay?
All right. Yeah, good point.
Okay.
Tony.
Okay. Let's head to the diamond.
There we go.
Monday slate's always a little smaller.
It's not a bad slate.
No, it's not a bad slate. Tuesday, Wednesday, though, is the days that I fucking feast. It's a day that we go. Let's start tonight, though. How many you got? I think I got five here in the slate tonight.
Let's see. I think it's a six piece for me.
Sixers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Oakland is at the Yanks. Paul Blackburn versus Jordan Montgomery. I like Paul Blackburn. Yeah. I don't know how much I like him against the Yankees, especially when the A's can't hit. Jordan Montgomery he's good enough. He's good enough.
Yep.
The Yanks actually, just had a 16-inning streak of where they were no hit until they got hot in the seventh of yesterday's game.
Yeah, they basically didn't lead for an inning of the entire four-game series, but split it 2-2. So they're not – I mean, this is an outrageous price.
An outrageous price.
There's a thought to take the A's first 5 plus 1.5.
There is very much a thought. Blackburn
got lit up his last time.
He did, but I like taking the pitcher after that, as long as it's not like two in a row.
Yeah.
But if it's one, if there's an outlier there, that's fine. I like that. Yeah. I'm actually going the under 4.5 first five.
That feels like a dangerous game.
It is a dangerous game.
It feels like a dangerous game.
When the Yankees can put up whatever in the first inning.
Yeah, and Montgomery could get fucking knocked around a little bit, too.
He could, but
if you're taking that, I'm taking the both fucking A's of plus these. 1.5. If we're playing, if we're going wild,
both of these teams, obviously the Yankees are... Their numbers are skewed because of the last two or three games or whatever. But the Oakland can't hit for shit. So
now
I'll say that and they'll fucking hit tonight. But I'm going under 4.5 in the first five. And you're taking the plus 1.5 there, kid?
Yeah, I got it.
Good luck. Buccos are at Washington. Fetty's on the mound versus Miguel Yair. I did not handicap this earlier because we didn't know who was going for the Buccos. They are dogs. Let me see if I can get us some information on Miguel. Let me see. You got anything for this game while I'm looking?
No, I'll pass on this one. I'll sit this one out.
I'm taking Pirates money line here.
All right.
Plus 128. Yeah, full game. Plus 128. I want to get I want those bats to get hot.
Okay. Miguel is not 10 innings this year. He's got a 11.32 ERA, so I think I'm going to stay away from that one.
Smart.
Thank you. Way to ride, Mitt.
Let's go, Mitt.
Let's go, dude.
When are you going to get a fucking Buccos hat?
I basically have I have the minor league hat. What do you mean?
Okay. Well, when are you going to get the fucking Buccos hat?
Fucking I'll go to Lids after work today.
Let's go. All
right.
Yeah. Connor Siebold goes for Boston versus Toronto. Connor's first start of the year.
Yes, sir. Just came up from the minors.
Just came up.
They just pull this kid out of the Cape Cod League?
Yes, sir. Pretty much. From fucking the Woo Sox, I believe.
Gausman's going for Toronto. It was too much for me to lay. Boston is a good enough hitting team where they can steal one here. I stayed away. Obviously, I think Gausman's the advantage here, but Gausman hasn't been great. He hasn't been great either. And I think the Red Sox have been the better hitting team as of late. So I will keep my hands clean on this one.
I am once again a sucker for first five plus 1.5. I cannot pass
that's what
that
it is.
Up with the way the Sox are going and the way the Jays are going. I cannot.
That was thank you for making that point. That was the other thing that I completely forgot about and did look at. 3-7 in the last 10 for Toronto, 8-2 for the Bo Sox.
Tanner Hawk's the closer, right, Gump?
Yeah, he is.
Not vaccinated.
And also our center fielder, Duran.
You're bringing in Canada's rules. Very good baseball.
My parlay begins with Toronto minus 184.
Okay. Cool game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to.
You think the Boston Penn blows this
fucking
one?
Poor kid.
I'm
just saying.
Okay, Minnesota's at Cleveland. Same matchup as 5 days ago. The matchup that
the 11-10 thriller.
Brucey Brown had to sweat. I was on Minnesota first five on that one. I will be on Minnesota first five again, just because Sonny did not pitch well in that one.
No, McKenzie got lit up too.
Kenzie pitched worst.
Minnesota's going well, worst. Though. Their bats are coming alive. They're mashing a bit now. I'm taking Minnesota at a decent price here, first five money line.
I am with you. Bruce, are you taking the Guardians again for that game?
Yeah, or? The Guardians owe me money. So over since the 11 to 10.
It's a fucking 8K parlay. The Guardians owe money.
Yes. Since the 11 to 10, I've just been like, Guardians. So now I think they've lost four straight at home. I've been on them each day. So I'm on them here. I don't like super duper love it, especially because they were jacking bombs off McKenzie. But hey, fuck it. Give me the Guardians.
Guardians are 0-4 in their last four overall, yep. Which is concerning. And I will take – we are on Minnesota. You are on the Guardians.
This Twins team could make some noise.
Yeah, they're always fucking –
that division is very up in the air.
Their lineup is stacked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miami's at St. Louis. Pablo Lopez goes against a struggling Chucky ball game. Adam Wainwright. No. I took Miami first five plus a half. Pablo Lopez started the season incredible.
Lights.
Hasn't been as good as of late, but Wainwright's been worse. Miami can hit, actually. Iowa and St. Louis has got some guys out. I'll take the plus a half with the Marlins.
Flaherty exited yesterday too with shoulder discomfort.
Correct. That's cards. Yeah.
Cost me first five. Fuck, they were up 5-0. He went out and blew it. Little home cooking here for Chucky ball game. I got cards first five money.
Okay. First, you do anything here?
Yeah, I'm Cardinals full game. When you start talking about Wainwright struggling and he's heading home, I'll be there every time.
Glad you will. Texas is at KC. Marty Perez versus Bubic.
What is this price?
Great. Are you asking like hypothetically or facetiously? No. Or?
Why is it
the way that it is?
Why is Marty Perez such a short favorite?
Okay, so I'm on Texas full game money line, and I'm doing that because KC has one of the worst bullpens in the league.
Bubic turned it around.
No.
Yeah, what is this line, dude?
No. I know. I've seen it this morning. No, I mean, I get it because I'm a firm. I still do not believe that Marty Perez is holding the fucking 2 ERA or lower. I mean, this is insane.
I guess Bubic hasn't been,
terrible.
As bad. He's given up 2, 3, and 4 in his last three. So, I mean, it's not great either.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Rangers first five money line.
Pal. Also, KC's allergic to winning. So, I will. I'll go full game here because I'd like Texas to get as many bats as possible. You taking this trap too, Bruce? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what? It's ridiculous.
We're talking sucker bets here, Tony. I'm all the way in.
The guy's ERA is 7, and the other guy's like sub 2. Yeah. The other guy might win the Cy Young, Marty Perez.
Royals are 1-4. Marty Perez.
Print the shirts.
Here's an interesting one.
I'm putting this in a parlay, though. I'm parlaying my MLB picks today.
There you go.
There we go, man.
Tyler Anderson of the Dodgers goes against Chad Cool. I am on Dodgers full game run line. Worry here is Rockies are good against lefties, especially at home. But the Dodgers have been hitting just fine as well. And I like Anderson a little bit better than Cool.
Dodgers won 41 out of 45. They've covered the run line.
Yeah, so I will take the full game run line there with the Dodgers. See what happens there. You want anything?
No, thank you.
You?
No.
Giolito goes against Syndergaard.
Yeah, here we go.
You on the Sox?
Nighttime Giolito, baby. Okay. Turn the lights on, let the lad get some rest and get him on the bump.
Matt?
I mean, it's Gio. It's not Gio Day, but it's Gio Night. Like, let's go. I'm taking Southside full game money line. I don't really know how many innings Gio's gonna end up pitching. The Angels stink, dude. Like, we have to be better than the Angels. If we're not better than the Angels, then what am I doing as a hype boy? Come on. Like,
well said.
Kids. Let's go. White Sox money line. Let's go. Southside, bring it home.
Last game of the day is O's at M's.
There's another stinky one.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Tyler Wells actually has a pretty good ERA. So is George Kirby.
The Orioles have actually been playing very good ball, and everyone just sees the Orioles' name and says, fuck it.
They are 7-3 in their last 10, 4-1 in their last 5 overall. They have the same exact record as the Mariners. Yeah. I'm staying. Mariners are 5-1 in their last 6.
Kirby's been nice, too.
This is a pretty even matchup for me, so I stayed away.
Give me the M's money line, first 5. Come on.
You too, Isaac. No. Nick, you on the Mariners?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Flexing day hit on Saturday, if anyone was wondering.
I was wondering. Thank you.
Yeah, just in case anyone didn't know.
I'm on the A's and Yanks under 4.5, first 5. Twins, first 5, money line. Marlins, first 5, plus a half. Rangers full game money line and Dodgers full game run line.
All first 5, A's plus 1.5, Red Sox plus 1.5, Twins money line, Cards money line, Rangers money line, White Sox plus a half, Nerds money line.
Bruce?
I'm on the Cardinals full game money, all full game. Cardinals money line, Blue Jays money line, Texas Rangers money line. I have decided that I am not going to do the Guardians just to rest my little soul.
You're backed off of it.
No, yeah, don't give up now. Wow. This is now they'll hit.
Well, dude, that just fucked us. Yeah, because it's hitting. Yeah.
All right. They're back in. They're back in.
Attaboy, take one for the team, man. Potentially.
Somebody's got to win that game.
Mitt, what's your parlay again? Southside?
Okay, we got two. We got two parlays cooking here. We got Pittsburgh Pirates money line. Hell yeah. And then we got Chicago White Sox money line. That's plus 406. Okay. That's the long shot parlay. And then this is what we like to call here the hype boy parlay, pitcher style.
Pitcher style.
Oh, yeah, Tony. Let's, we got the St. Louis Cardinals, dude, money line. We got Wainwright coming back. You said he's been having a bad outing this year, whatever. He's coming back. He's all the way back.
Those are my exact words.
Yeah, he's bad coming outing back. Then we got Marty Perez. Marty Perez, super hype. Texas Rangers, super hype. Going to Kansas City, they're not going to lose.
Okay.
And then we got to finish it off, the LA Dodgers, of all people. Anderson is going against the Rockies. The Rockies stink, dude. Come on. It's the Dodgers. Let's go.
Okay.
That's hype as shit.
What's that at?
Plus 358.
Okay. I kind of like the good luck, Mitt.
Thank you.
Kind of like the boost today. It's fucking Byron Buxton, Vlad Jr., and Devers to each record one hit. Plus 230.
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems reasonable.
I'll throw a fucking dart at the board.
Buxton's going against McKenzie. Vlad Jr. is...
Seabold.
Huh?
Seabold.
Yeah, Devers going against fucking Seabold. Yeah, Devers against Gossman. I like it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Fuck yeah.
There we go.
Tomorrow, $5 Dinger Tuesday, reminder.
Yeah.
I just opted in.
Make sure you opt in. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce.
No.
obviously, it's a slow time for NFL, so the odds aren't moving or anything like that. Like I said, we'll get to that after we're off that week. And then we go. How's everything going, pal?
Not bad.
You going to make it back to the country?
Fuck, let's hope. I'm...
Okay.
Good. Hopeful for August.
Okay, awesome.
Is that realistic?
Hey, we miss you.
What do you know?
Everyone misses you, boys. YouTube.com/HammerDon. At HammerDon on Twitter and Instagram. Store.patmafia.com for all your merch needs. Is there going to be a farewell hockey talk, Nick, or are we done?
No, we'll have one more this week. Okay. And nice. Look ahead at free agency a little bit.
Excited to.
We'll probably pop back on at some point around free agency time. I think it was July 13th, I think, is NHL free agency.
Okay.
It's going to be fucking nuts.
Excited for Barry to give his thoughts on the season.
It will be nice to hear Barry's closing thoughts on the season. It's been a long season, but he's back on ESPN, so it's big. It's big for Barry.
It is big for Barry. Thank you,
he's
Barry.
He's been awesome on the show.
He has been awesome on the show.
God, he is fucked. He broke down the playoffs like no other.
Did you give any you didn't give any first round matchup picks, huh?
No, I mean they're all massive money line favorites for the most part, so it's a little tricky.
Okay. Thanks for nothing.
I mean, what was that? What happened to our tennis? With that other tennis guy used to call in.
We had a tennis guy that called in?
Do you remember?
What was his name?
Get the phones ripping again. Get me out of here.
The phone lines broke. Dylan.
What happened? Dude?
Wasn't it Dylan? Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan. Yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Duh.